An Arkansas Supreme Court decision handed down Thursday upheld a lower court ruling awarding $48 million in damages to rice farmers harmed by the actions of Bayer Crop Science, a lawsuit that claimed genetically modified rice tainted other rice strains of Arkansas farmers. The court decision not only upheld the high-dollar damages, it also led to the Supreme Court maintaining that a 2003 state statute limiting punitive awards to $1 million was unconstitutional. The decision was unanimous. In short, the court ruled that there was more authoritative language in the Arkansas Constitution that trumped the 2003 state law, which passed with overwhelming legislative support. The court interpreted the 2003 law to only apply to instances between employers and employees, not contractors, which the farmers' relationship with Bayer Crop Science would be. Previous court precedent supported this interpretation. The state's trial lawyers hailed the decision, while business community representatives and some legislators involved in crafting the law warned the decision could punish businesses out of existence. It all sets up future action that could play out in the legislature, the courts, and perhaps at the ballot box. Roby Brock from our content partner TalkBusiness.net spoke with Matthew Haas, executive director of the Arkansas Trial Lawyers Association, about his initial reaction to the ruling.
Well, I can't say I was surprised. The court has made it pretty clear over the last few years that the rulemaking authority lies in the courts, and the legislature doesn't have the authority to pass rules for the courts.
Well, you made an interesting statement when we interviewed you for Response on our website. In short, you said that businesses that, quote, behave ethically and follow the law are the type of businesses we should want in Arkansas. I kind of want you to expand a little bit on that.
Well, I think it's pretty simple. If you have small businesses doing legitimate business, practicing like they should, it makes a fair playing field. Everybody can compete equally. If you have a big out-of-state, national, multi-billion-dollar corporation come in that's not playing by the rules, it creates an unfair playing advantage for the rest of the businesses in the state.
Obviously, the court ruling just strikes one provision of the comprehensive tort reform statute. There are some other aspects of the law. What was not addressed in terms of comprehensive tort reform by the court?
I think the court has addressed almost every issue with the exception of the joint and several liability.
And tell me a little bit about what joint and several liability is.
Joint and several is kind of it's a very complicated legal issue where basically if you have more than one defendant, it's kind of who's at fault and how much is at fault and how do you allocate that fault when it comes to a settlement.
Now, the response from the business community and some pretty vocal legislators is that they will work to reverse this decision through the political process. Does that give you and your organization some pause for concern?
Well, I'm not surprised at all. However, I would like to have one of those fellows that are on the other side of the issue go sit down with one of these farmers in South Arkansas and tell them why this should be reversed. These farmers have been working hard and by no fault of their own have had on top of the struggles that already happened with farming as far as flooding, drought, early winters, and everything else. It's already a tough economic time to try to be a farmer. Plus, you have a big corporation come in and basically devastate your livelihood by tainting your crops. I'd like somebody to sit down and explain to those farmers how this is a good idea.
Does the Arkansas Trial Lawyers Association have a similar plan or effort in place to maintain the status quo if there's going to be some groups that we've heard of come in and try to make some changes?
Well, we're always ready to stand up and protect the rights of individuals of the state. And if there's a movement coming the other way, we'll be there to protect those rights as well.
Well, you really can't live in your world without viewing this through the lens of some other states. In particular, when you look at some of those other states, like Texas, you see additional tort reform measures far beyond what Arkansas has, such as the loser pay statute. You have to be concerned about that, number one. But number two, does the Trial Lawyers Association see some need for reform in some parts of this litigation process?
You know, when you look at other states around the country and you look at what's happening, you look at they tout Texas as what tort reform can do. As we know, in 2003, when they passed tort reform here, it was all about doctors and medical malpractice and insurance rates. And if you look at the rate that doctors pay for medical malpractice insurance here versus Texas, it's a lot cheaper to be a doctor here. And I don't think it has anything to do with tort reform caps or any other issues. I don't see any need for any other measures. The courts have rules in place. If there's a frivolous suit that's filed, the judge can throw the case out immediately. They can also sanction and fine the lawyer who brings the case. I think the rules are in place. Obviously, frivolous suits do happen. When they do, there's a mechanism already in place to call those out.
You mentioned medical malpractice. If we look at what's been happening with the medical malpractice rates in Arkansas in the last few years, they have been going down. Your argument is that tort reform is not the reason for that, but I would say the evidence would suggest otherwise.
Right. Well, the evidence to me suggests that the insurance rates follow a cycle. And if you look at the rates and you follow them throughout history, they go up and down. What happens, an insurance company writes their premiums, they bring money in, then they invest that money in the market. And as long as the market's in good shape, premiums are and profits are good for insurance companies. When the market takes a tank, rates will go up so they can justify bring their profits back in line where they have been.
Last question, Matthew. What do you see happening next on this front? Probably nothing in the 2012 fiscal session, but what about the regular legislative session in 2013?
I would not be surprised if the of big business and special interest don't come in some form or fashion to try to regain some ground that they feel that they've lost. Not sure what that'll be. We'll leave that up to those fine gentlemen over there.
That was Matthew Haas, Executive Director of the Arkansas Trial Lawyers Association. His group obviously was pleased with the Supreme Court ruling upholding the $48 million ruling for Arkansas farmers and the strike down of a portion of the tort reform law that restricted punitive damages to $1 million maximum. On the other side of the coin is the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce. Roby Brock also talked with Randy Zook, President and CEO of the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce, about his thoughts on the ruling and what happens next.
We're in the process of getting some legal advice on exactly what the meaning of the court's opinion is and the decision. We know the meaning of the decision. We're now trying to understand exactly what the wording in the opinion portends for business. There are lots of questions that this issue raises, but the concern we have is that this is going to have a dampening effect on business as it potentially increases employers and owners, business owners' exposures to serious liability claims and financial rewards.
In your prepared statement on the matter, you said the court ruling could, quote, punish a business out of existence. I would say, why shouldn't a business be punished out of existence if it commits some sort of transgression that a judge or a jury finds punishable to the tunes of millions of dollars? I mean, decisions like these are rare, but they do come around from time to time where I could argue they could be justified.
Well, let's back up and remember that we are talking about punitive damages here. And nobody is arguing the point that actual damages should be measured, should be defined, should be calculated, and then payment made for any of those real measurable damages. This is about punitive damages, and those punitive damages literally can put a perfectly good business out of business and destroy the value that it provides in a community where it operates. It's easy when this is some far-off corporation with millions or billions of dollars in assets, but let's imagine the more likely situation where this could be damaging would be a small business. Let's imagine a hospital. Let's imagine a nursing home. Let's imagine a local business, Arkansas-owned, Arkansas-based, Arkansas-managed, that runs into a similar situation. And then with some, off-the-wall kind of punitive damage award could literally be put out of business, and the owner's personal assets conceivably could be under attack or exposed. So that's our concern, is not just the immediate circumstance in the immediate case. Our concern is, what does this do for the business environment in Arkansas? And I'm pretty sure this is not good. So that's going to be our concern in the way we tackle this.
Well, this ruling did just speak to a provision in the comprehensive tort reform statute. Are you satisfied that some of the other tort reform elements that are in place today are having a positive impact on the business environment in Arkansas?
Well, there's no question, and I think we only have to look to Texas and other states in the area that have taken similar steps. Texas has been very effective in their definition and efforts at tort reform, and it's been healthy for their business environment. And as a result, as many people know, or most of us are aware, Texas has had a great decade over the course since the turn of the century in business development and employment growth and economic growth in that state. So You know, you don't have to look far to find lots of other states that have taken positive steps in this area, and we had thought that that's exactly what we had done. But with the court's decision, we're going to have to go back and kind of regroup and see what we need to do to try to maintain our position as an attractive place for businesses to form, grow, develop, so that the employment opportunities that come with that business growth will be here in Arkansas, and Arkansas can continue to move forward on the economic front.
And when I look at some of the rhetoric that some folks put out on this ruling, namely Senator Gilbert Baker said that there needs to be more responsibility for tort reform on the legislative end versus the judicial end. I'm assuming that you'd agree with that, but why should there be more control of tort reform at the legislative level instead of from the judicial branch?
Well, I'm not a lawyer, so this is just an opinion, and it comes with the price that you're paying for it. But I think Senator Baker, and we appreciate Senator Baker's sentiments in this area, and he's certainly going to be involved, I'm sure, in whatever considerations take place in the Senate on this measure between now and the 2013 session. But I think the fact is that the legislature is more an expression of the people's will through the election process and through the representative process. So I think that's what he's referring to there, that some of these things are general philosophical matters that are decided at the ballot box, rightfully so, rather than at the bench. And we think that's an appropriate direction in which to proceed.
Earlier, you mentioned Texas in particular, and if you look at what they've done in the past few years, they've passed a loser pay laws to cut down on potential frivolous lawsuits. Is that something that you see Arkansas looking closer at? Is that something that your group's going to be supportive of in the next regular legislative session?
Well, I think as a result of this court decision, we're going to be looking at a whole host of possibilities, and that's certainly on the top of the list. So I would not rule out loser pays as a possibility for us. I don't want to say that that's what we're going to do, because that's way too early to make that kind of judgment. But it's not off the list. Let me leave it at that.
That was Randy Zook, President and CEO of the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce, who recently spoke with Roby Brock from our content partner TalkBusiness.net. Before him, we heard from Matthew Haas, Executive Director of the Arkansas Trial Lawyers Association.